Gimel and Aleph. I have two dots at the bottom of the page. So Misha said, I realize Tziporim. So Rameir says, Nozer Chama say Eno Nozer. Okay. So my time is the mayor. So why does this week clearly could understand that the person means he's been mekabel upon himself to bring birds for kabbonis. So where do we see that he means the tziparim, which a nazir tamei brings in the process of tahara? So it's referring to that. Like, why should we assume that? So Amar Rish Lakish, Tziporin smuchim l'seir kibul alav. Now the Tosfos learns that the person was not that he said beferish, I'm mekabel upon myself the tziporim which are written next to Seir, and then we're going to bring the pasuk in Daniel, which the tziporim were written adjacent to the word Seir. So we understand that the tziporim, which have to do with the hair, which would be the nazir. If you could say that, if we'd say that explicitly, then the Rish Lakish, then we'd have to try to figure out what the Chachamim meant. Okay. Well, the Mor is going to explain that in a second also. But Tosfos learns that Rish Lakish says, since we find that the Tziporim are written next to hair, so he meant the tziparim, which are, have to do with the mitzvahs of the hair, which is the case of a nazir. The mitzvah which is totally in tziparim. Fine. So where do you see that? What?
They knew their Tanakh, but just a person. You assume they knew their Tanakh so well.
Okay, yeah. The Siv, so it says that Nebuchadnezzar, the Neil had a vision that Nebuchadnezzar is going to be made into a wild animal. So he's going to be sent away from people. He's going to eat the grass like the birds. And that he's going to have adisare kinishrin reva, his hair is going to grow like that of the nesher, betafroi kitziporin, and his fingernails like the claws of a bird. Okay, so Meir Saber mitzvus inish b'midi the samachlei. When he says tziparin, he didn't mean tziparin. He meant the word sar, which is earlier in the pasuk. So the person is saying, "I meant naziris." When I said tziparin, I meant naziris. So what do you mean? He meant the word sar, which is written fairly close to the word tziparin. But the rabbanon savri lo mitzvus inish b'midi the samachle. That can be considered a valid lashon of Kabbalah. You're not makabel upon yourself naziris by saying not the word naziris and not the word sar, but something later on in the pasuk which is near the word sar. That's the Rish Lakish learns. Rabbi Yechon Amar, the Kol Yama lo mitzvus. No, that even a mayor would agree. That's not a valid way to. It's not a valid lashon to not use the word which has to do with naziris. And to reference a word later in the pasuk is a way to reference, to say a word later in the pasuk is a way to reference, refer to that which is earlier in the pasuk, and that's the Kabbalah. People don't talk like that, and that's not, that would not be a valid lashon. Elohainu time of the Remeir, the Chashin and Shem at Tzipari Nozir Tomei Kibbalah Lov. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan understands that the Pshat and Remeir is because we say that he meant to be Makabel Naziris, which has in it the scenario of Tzipar, but in case of a Nozir Tomei. Now, so the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan used the lashon of chashinan, which means we are concerned of this possibility. This is not for sure. Chashinan kamar. So you're saying that, it's a, that he meant that possibly. Well, he also meant possibly dumasi parin adama kibbal alav. So he just meant simply siparim. In a situation, the birds of the Dava. So, so the Mishnah's Lashon of that Remeir says that he's considered a Nazir, it sounds like it's a Vadai, there's this other possibility. The Gemara says, no. We're not concerned with that possibility. The standard lashon for that was that I'm going to commit to bring a cane, which is like a pair of birds or a group of birds. So the more b'dilma hareya light sipari mitzarekomar. What he meant to say was he's committing to provide the birds for a person who's a Matzorah who has to go through the Torah process. So he didn't mean it, if he wants to be Tzipori Nadava, he would say a cane. That was a standard way of bringing them. In fact, he said Tziporim means he's specifically not referring to a Nadava, but it may be meant to say Tziporim Matzorah.
Why don't we say Tzipori Nazir? In other words, it's like for somebody else, he's going to, you know, just like the.
Well, the Morse going to get to that next. Where it says, "Gun shahoy nazar over the phone." No, there was a nazar in front of him. It's against that. Would we understand that his mind is thinking about Naziris, not about Mitzara. So Morse says, "Okay, but Dilma nazar tamei il parcher mina karbonos of kamar." He meant to say he wants to provide the karbonos for a nazar tamei. So our answer is Gershon Haya Nazar Tor over the phone. So the fact that he said this in conjunction with seeing a Nazar Tor, we say he's not thinking about the Nazar Tame, so he must mean to say he wants to become a Nazar and have these dinim on upon himself. I would have to say that. We'll have to the case with it that you cannot necessarily tell visually between the two, but you have to say the case was that the person knew that this person was a Nazir Tor, and that would be sufficient to clarify what his intent is. Okay. Fine.
Maybe that he was a Nazir Tamei, but he didn't know that he was Tamei. It's not like, you know, so you hear about a guy who's Nazir. You assume he's Tahar.
Yeah. Probably would work also, yeah. Okay. Again, this is ultimately a case where the person wants to be Mekabel Naziris. We're grappling with a Lashon issue. This is a valid language issue.
Right. So now what about Chacham?
So the Pashas, the in the Chachamim, you're going to have to learn that the Chachamim hold it's not a valid Lashon because Tziparim is not a, is say he meant the Mekabel and the Zeris, which includes in the Zeris the possibility of bringing Tzipurim in a certain scenario, that's not a valid Lashon. Even though that was his intent, that wasn't a valid Lashon at all.
We're ready for that. But now,
So the Feather Markash, my Benayu.
Yeah,
what's the difference between Rebbe Yochanan's Pshat and Rish Lakish's Pshat in Remeir?
So you say, of course, in the case where we come to Nisara.
So,
that,
Ikimin Lakh Yon Domer Tziparim has Smuchim Leseir Alai. He said that phrase. That Rabbi Yochanan says, "Alba gav damer haki inos ever lefun of in iloy loy." Shimon Lakish alba gav they inos ever lefun of. So. Rabbi Yochanan said, even the person would say explicitly.
Right.
Now, so you have to send the worst question. The worst of my benayu, the chardik benayu, was very simple. Do you need a nazar of lefanav? Right, according to Rish Lakish, you don't need nazar of lefanav, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, you do. So Tosis understands the Morris question. That the Mora assumed in Rish Lakish, in her mayor, this lashon only works in conjunction with the fact that there's no zarev lefanav. But that the Mora, in a case where the person would say explicitly, "Tzipar nasmuchim leseir alai," there Rish Lakish says you would not need no zarev lefanav, but Rebbe says you still would. Can I see the Rosh? Okay, I'm Reish Lakish. It's Yiparim Asmuchim Aser Kibbalov. Mimtam Ramay Noked Tziparim Lema Nishrei Vitafrei the Smichel Aser Tveim Mitziparim. If his point was to reference something in the pasuk, and so the word Sar is the Kabbalah, because that's talking about here, it's referring to Naziris. And he said, so he could have said, it says earlier in the Pasuk Nishrin, it says earlier in the Pasuk, it says the Tafrayi, the fingernails. And he says, I want to have a couple of fingernails upon myself. Well, so he means the Sar, which is written next to the fingernails, okay? And that's as much as the Tzipar mean according to Rish Lakish. So why do we cop on Tzipurim, not those words? Furthermore, I mean, you want to find a pasuk which says here and a word which is written adjacent to it, and then when you say that word, you're referring to the hair written in the pasuk. I can find other pasukim which talk about hair, which have words in them. So why are we specifically focusing on Tzipurim? Void kashali. Yeah. Pirush read the the re-explained the Rish Lakish Yisrael Nami time the Rabbi Yochanan the Merchashinin Shema Tzipar Nosatama Kibbalah. So we said when he said Tziparim, he meant Kibbalah's. He meant Nosatama Tzipar Nosatama. And Rish Lakish also says you need nazar ever lefano. Al tzav Rish Lakish ilav nami deika lemeirat zipar mesmuchel meseir kibul lohav yidai mechichas lenaziris. But with all of that, that you have a nazar ever lefano, and the word zipar can refer to zipar nazar tome, but still Rish Lakish. So that's enough. Comes Rish Lakish says no, it's not enough. If the mice say don't find that Tziparim are used in conjunction with in the language of the Torah, Siparma used in the Lashon together with the Tsar, it's not going to work according to their mayor, because not Yadayim Mechichas. V'chein Muchach Basar Haki Rinzak the Rosh, and I'll prove it to you that the Reish writes, or the Reish, maybe the Reish talking, because Mor Asakasha to Kaboy my Benayu. So what's it was in Rirch and Rish Lakish? What do you mean? Am I the comrade? Ikiminag Kishain Nazar Ever Lefanov? Simply answer: if there's no Nazar there, Kondi Rirch is nothing. Kondi Rish Lakish it works. Elamai, what do you see? The Mor didn't say that. Alma feel the Rish Lakish Buyinan Shei and Nazar Ever Lefanov. Okay. Okay. Now there's a go over here from the Chesek Shlomo. It says Vagam Mira Kamar the Kamon. This how reads it. The Omer Tzipari has Sumchum the Seir the Shlokes. I feel Einoz Erev Lefanov. For the more is the answer, the more it says. If you say explicitly, it's okay without the nazar. It means if you don't say it explicitly, even Rish Lakish holds you need the nazar there. Masha Mishum the Omar behead Tziparim Asmuchim Laseir Alai. Then you don't need the nazar of the funav. Avol Omar Tziparim Stam, but Rish Lakish he nazar of the funav. Okay. Zot the Rosh, I think. Manierly, the Einar Kocha Mihalcha. You can't prove it. Mishum the Islay, Mihalcha the Islay, the Rish Lakish, time of the Birchon. That Rish Lakish agreed to Birchon, you need Nazar Erev Lefanov. No, you can't prove that. Why? Mishum the Asya. He puts the Efsher. The Rish Lakish boy knows ever the fun of the Hadi time of the Smuchim together with this idea that it's written early. It's early in the pasuk. No, what he's saying is you can't prove according to Rish Lakish that he understands exactly. You can prove that you need something more than just the reliance on the pasuk, but to prove that you need Nazar Erev Lefanov, you can't prove that. One second. Mishum the Efsher, the Rish Lakish boy knows Erev Lefanov Hadei time of the Smuchim boy. Avol. Cheshem wants to change the gears in the Rosh. I know you have the go of the Cheshem on your page. See, he wants us to say that Avol Yesh Loimar the Betam Suchim Lechud Sagile. As you could, he says he doesn't feel that this is a compelling raya. What the Rii is saying, you could learn the Karn Drish Lakish. Just Smuchim alone is sufficient. Not like what the Rii was arguing. Then it doesn't say why. The Girsa as written, it's hard to read it. Okay. Samora says, Chashid and Shem, Tzipori knows their Tome, Kibbul of Love. Lachakamar. Except as written, the Rush is hard to read what he's saying. Hard to understand what he's saying.
What?
The last line. Not clear. What? He just proved, the Rush just proved that according to Rish Lakish, also requires not over the phone up. Then he sets off and saying, you can't prove it. Right? At the time, it is because of then he says, but the word as written end off, the idea of smukim l'chudei, which means that just relying on the pasuk, lo yisagel, it's not good enough. Now you set it off saying, currently in Rish Lakish, you need that the pasuk is not enough. You need also another lefana. They say, you know what? You can't prove that, but rather you need that. So you just said you could prove that. You're agreeing to, like that's like. The correct way to say that sentence is rehold. You need this. You know what? You can't prove that. Maybe you don't need that. But the Rush, and as written, the Rush ends off. Maybe you do need that. So the Re and the Rush are agreeing at the end. The sentence starts off with saying, "I disagree with the Re." How are you disagreeing? As written. But if you change the gear, so he's saying, the Re holds. You need also not serve on the phone. Is that the Rush? No, Rush. No, maybe not. And the just the pasuk alone is enough. Yes, he's changing the gears too. The Cheshek Shlomo. That's one of the Mephoshim in the back of the Gemara. Chashin Hashem Tzipor knows that Tami Kibbul Love, Lachi Kamar, Reilai Dabur, Shiachal, Love of the Day Tzipor. I mean to undertake an area of halacha which could have a key of Tzipor. Vahana Naziris, the Nosher Shinitma, maybe Ashram Rishtain Tzipor. When Nosher comes Tome, he brings an Asham Naziris, and he also brings two birds. You only said Chashinan. Medilma and the Dabba, Kibbul Love. Shinar Allah Habi Bay's term, the Dabi brings two birds in the Dabi. Okay. So the Rosh Lachara, Masha, the more I meant to ask was Sipurim, but Loy Nazir. Because Kibin and the Chashinan Kamar, the Chayab Nami bin Nazir. So you'll be both. Right. So me is the Rosh. No, Ikele Meimer. Keep the double shakel. If both possibilities are true, Lo Mechayev Ben Nazir, the Suffolk Nazir LaHakel. So we have that. We have a cloud when you, if the lashon is not clear, it is only possibly means Naziris, a suffix Nazir, then it's Lahakal. So the Rosh, no. Miyakosh.
When we say suffix Daraisu Lachimra, that's a Durbana?
Oh, that's Machlokes. The Rosh holds that's the Rais. The Rambam holds suffix Daraisu Lachimra, said the Rabbana. Except by Chai Bekrisis. Or if it's a Muxak, the Easter is there. Miyakasha, the Rosh says, I'm still confused. The Mashu, the Likasha, the Morris question is only because Elam Mishum, the Chashina Kamar. The Morris says, the question that we hear is, you, Rabbi Yechon, use the word Chashina. The Rabbi holds Chashina. Well, if you hold Chashina, we got this question. But if Rabbi Yechon understood Rameyer, then he meant Vaday that. We have no questions. That's what the Mora sounds like. Let's see. Chashina coming. You said the word Chashina, and now I have a question. So it means the whole question is based on the fact that the that Rabbi Yechon understood Rameyer as a Chashina. So Zachter Rush, I don't get it. The question's a valid question standing on its own. You're saying he meant this, maybe he meant that. We have a right to ask that. You say, Hivari meant that. Maybe, why do you assume that? Maybe he meant this. So why is the question tied into the word Hashina? Hilner Lefarish, let's explain like this. Dilmat Yipari Nadaba Kamar. That Rabbi Yochanan learned in Remeir, it's a suffix. And maybe he meant, so the more I say this, if so, he might have meant something else. Dilmat Yipari Nadaba Kamar. We have a suffix, Zev is that? I mean, Sabek, you have to undertake both dinim. Kiva the Chashina Kamar. So that's the Mormon to say. I'll be happy, Amar Vadai. If Rabbi Yochanan understood in Remeir to Vadai, I'll be Kashulay Shayab Yishneim. But that question that you should be chayiv in both, and if you meant the language of Vadai, that's not a question. You could argue, you could ask a different question, that maybe this possibility should open up the possibility that it's not a good Kabbalah. But if you understood that this Lashon Kabbalah meant Vadai this, so you can't say, well, why not do that also? That's not a kasha. Menir Lormer Dal Kerchuche, the Chashin the Kamer is La Mishum Suffolk. He didn't. Rechon did not mean it in Suffolk. Why? The Efshal Asos and Nozem is Suffolk. L'Habi Karanos of the Zora. You cannot bring Suffolk Chulin Bazora. So the Loshen Chashinan doesn't really mean it's a Suffolk. Metzina Kiyotze Bezeh. We find a similar usage. Cheshem adds in Elahave Vadi Nazar. Rabbi Yochanan also agrees it's not a Suffolk, it's a Vadi. One second. Okay. Mitzvah Yotzu is that the Chashid and the Hakel, Chashid like Kivarai, Abaloi Linyan Aziris, the sub Aziris the Hakel. We find in other places that the Chashid and meant is a possibility. That even the Lashon Chashinan, if you're going to accept Chashinan Lahakil, the Gemara, let's not Catholic than the Zeros, because we have done something in the Zeros Lahakil. But if in other areas Halacha, I say, well, he might mean this, and then I'm going to now rely on that Lakula. You cannot rely on it. I might mean something Lakula. So the more you use the Lashon Chashinan, and the more it says that based on that you can now be Mako, we see that the word Chashinan doesn't necessarily mean a Suffolk. Because if you mean Suffolk, you cannot be Mako. It has to be, the Chashinan means, it can be used in conjunction with saying, for sure this is what he meant. So if we're also, Chashinan meant that, the Rabbi Yochanan says Pshat and Remeir, the Chashina means this is, once this is possible, it becomes probable and plausible. It's not just plausible, but it's probable, and that's what he meant. Okay. So it should have said, "Im kain arei like kain miboyle." She kain derech and nardrim, lomer lomer, mizorim halachach lachshib leyadam. That's what people talk. So that's what he would have said. The mitzarah dimel tzipar mitzarah kibul alav lifter mitzarah shechayev lavi kertarosu. So he would undertake the obligation to take care of a mitzarah who needs to bring kibbutz. He would service that. So the Rosh Tefirish Kama Liskayev, and the first shot we're saying that we're asking, these are all possibilities. So he should say, besides being a Nazir, he should also have to bring the Korban. Well, the Pirushi, but according to the way I learned, the Afkit Tzipor Mitzor, we're saying, no, it didn't mean the Tzirus, he meant Tzipor Mitzor. The kosherly shrag the Rosh Hakasher, which is Russell's question. So my shavik nazir the kaiminim bay menaked tzipar mitzara. Like the most logical progression of the question is we're talking about the nazir. You're saying you meant naziris. Fine, you meant to bring the korbanos of the naziris, not the being a nazir. That would be the most logical question. Why do we start discussing tzipar mitzara? Lifruch Dilma Lifter Nazir Tom maybe Tziparim Kamar. Ask that straight. So the Rosh Lahak Perush of the Nischayim Zeh Bezeh 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 Ubezeh probably what he does, right? Bezeh Bozeh. You can remember the Mamer Nischayim Shtayim Mitaris Nazir. Chadaliyos Nazir, and then also Amrinon and Shema. Tzipor Nazir Tomei Kibla Lov. Vayd Lifter Nazir Mikarbon Hayisov. Chadaliyos Mifrak Mitzipor Mitzar. So according to that the Morris Kasha was you should have two dinim, both the Zeros plus his other Chiyev. To say in the Zeros he meant this Chiyev plus that Chiyev. That's not so mistaber. But he might have meant Kribana Stamba and doing the Zeris, that's a fair question. So why are you assuming Hibani meant the Nazir? He could have also meant something else. But to say that in the Zeris he meant both things, that would be strange. So the Rosh Perushi that we're asking to supplant not the Zeris but only this. You can remember, so why don't we ask about, he didn't mean the Mekabal and the Zeris upon himself, he meant the Mekabal to bring a korban for an Nazir Tamei. Why didn't we ask that question? Why does it want to be Mitzara? Pirushi klemer the nichalei tvei the mifrach mitziparim mitzara shemaybe beis tziparim minazir shemaybe tarim b'nei yarnu. I'm not sure what this means. The simple reading is saying that when the Torah prescribes what to bring, when the person says, by case of Mitzara, he has to bring either Bnei Yarno or Tziparim. I didn't want to say that. Bnei Yarno or Torim. It's either pigeons or doves. But if a person says Tziparim, it means any small bird. So a person says Tziparim, he could mean to say by Mitzara, the Tziparim are used in the Tahara process. It's not which is, they're not karbonis. We do a tahara process of shechting one, putting it its blood into the water. We use it to sprinkle over the mitzvah and start the process of tahara. Those birds don't have to be tarim or b'nei yarnu. And the person used the word tziparim, which corresponds to what the Torah describes those birds. It's any small bird. Or there's a time of bird which they refer to, but either way, it's not Tama Tarban Ayana. So the Morris says, if you said Siparim, you meant Siparim at Sarah. Okay. Now, the Rush then asks a question. Again, the language is not so clear. That's the thought. Believe by. So what he meant is not sufficient, but the question is, what did he say? Okay, let's hold it here. So he didn't finish all the